absolutely. You know, I was looking at it today, and you know, with Vickerson not practicing, I'm the oldest guy, really, in the D line, well, as far as D tackles. You know, and DeMarcus obviously, but you know, I've been here longer than him, but I'm embracing it. And you know, I always tell guys, you know, like Devon Miller's, you know, with the ability you have comes with responsibility. So, you know, as well as I played last year, they're expecting me to lead this year and, you know, take my play to another level.
How do you lead in a case like this with so many good players? You got some veterans coming in. Is it just pulling a guy aside here and giving a pointer? Is it being vocal? How do you lead?
I lead everywhere I can. You know, we got a lot of young guys, and you know, sometimes they'll mess up and they'll need a vet to let them know it's all right. And we've been there before. And, you know, we just want to make sure everybody's moving together, you know, moving forward together. And, you know, me and Sly been working with the one. So, you know, I go as far as he goes. He goes as far as I go. And, you know, nobody wants to leave each other behind. We want to move together as a group. And that's something we definitely talk about with the first group on defense is, you know, playing together as a unit and, you know, being a dominant defense and not having, you know, spots where we're dominant.
Where has Sly grown the most in the last year, especially since he replaced Vic?
I'd probably say in the film room. You know, he's got the ability to play and be disruptive. And, you know, the older you get, you know, the more football you see, the easier it is. So, you know, one thing I always tell him is to just watch film and watch other guys around the league that play his position. And just try to take something from other guys. And, you know, knowing we play Kansas City twice and Oakland twice, you know who you're going to be going against twice a year and, you know, just getting a jump on certain guys.
I know it's just OTAs, but with the additions that you made this offseason, how good can this defense be?
You know, I think last year we made a mistake of, you know, just you know, having the guys we had thinking that was enough and, you know, not putting in the effort, you know, to be great. So that's something we're not talking about this year is, you know, the talent we have. We just want to go out there and put out the work and like I said, just be a top defense and not be dominant in certain spots.
Talking about those offseason additions, what's it been like now being able to line up with DeMarcus Ware on the same line?
Well, it's great because, you know, he adds a lot of knowledge to the game. When you have a guy on your defense who has over 100 and whatever sacks, you know, obviously he has, you know, some pointers to help guys. And, you know, he's new to the system. You know, he was in a different system, so he asks a lot of questions. And, you know, it's about just building a relationship right now and just knowing how a guy likes to play and where he likes to be at and, you know, even off the field.
Does the success that you had last season personally, especially at the end of last season, make you even more excited about getting things going this year?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to, you know, keep it going, really, and just keep the momentum. You know, we didn't finish the season how we wanted to in the Super Bowl, obviously, but, you know, individually, I just want to continue and be dominant in the middle and just do my job. But, you know, being the leader now and being the older guy in the room, you know, I just have to embrace bringing other guys with me.
Was there a big conversation with DeMarcus as far as a jersey switch?
No, not at all. The big conversation was how much. It wasn't really about the jersey switch. You know, I have so much respect for the game and the guys who've, you know, have done it, you know, really good for a long time. So immediately when we signed him, he texted us. I just, you know, I texted him and was like, you know, it's yours, but, you know, it's going to cost you. So
what did it cost you?
He said leave it undisclosed, so I'm just going to go with that. And it was a little bit more than, you know, other guys get just because I felt like I did a really good job in 94. and you know, they're probably going to start making jerseys and stuff, so I told him, you know, he have to pay for all that and, you know, reimburse my mom for all the 20 jerseys she bought. So it was a pretty penny, though. It was a pretty penny.
You mentioned on Twitter that all the defensive guys were here on Tuesday. This is a volunteer camp. Everyone's here. What does that tell you about this defensive group?
The good thing about this group is, you know, right now we're healthy, you know, besides Vic, but Vic will be back soon and Vaughn's moving around and Chris will be back. But, you know, everybody's on the same page. You know, when Luke told us, you know, we had the day off, everybody looked at each other like, you know, 3 days is enough. We'll be back. Everybody will be back. And, you know, we just don't want to be that, you know, the defense that, you know, does enough to get by and, you know, the offense is putting up 40 points. And, you know, we just want to be that defense that goes out there and dominate and be talked about.
You mentioned Vic's not. What do you need from a mic? If you're doing all that work up front, you got to have that guy to clean up. Can Nate Irving be that guy?
Absolutely. And, you know, we talk about it in the film room. We sit next to each other in the film room. So, you know, we were talking about a play yesterday, and I told him, you know, Nate, if there's two guys on me, just go. Just go. Don't, Don't worry about what Coach Del Rio tells you to do. Just go make the play. And, you know, if you're wrong, we'll play off each other. And that's the type of relationship you want to have with your Mike. And, you know, last year I had that same, you know, relationship with Wesley Willyard and then Paris Lennon. So, you know, sometimes when you're on the football field, you know, X's and O's go out the window, and you just got to play.
You mentioned Vic's not back yet, but we saw him out on the field watching practice. Is it good to see him back out there
again? Absolutely, and, you know, it's kind of frustrating for me just because, you know, me and him played together early last year and we're dominating. And, you know, he believes he's ready to play already. And that's most football players when they come back from an injury. But, you know, we just tell him to take his time, and, you know, he still leads. He's in the meetings and, you know, when we're in the weight room and things like that. So, you know, I can't wait to have him back, but I'm definitely happy that he's moving around and he'll be ready.
Do you think you'd like to have Derek back at such a strange season?
I'm happy for him. You know, he had a lot of things going on internally that, you know, he didn't want to share with people. And, you know, sometimes you know, football already adds stress to your life. So, you know, he had things going on, but I'm happy he's back. He's healthy. You know, he's bulked back up to where he was his rookie year. So, you know, I'm expecting him to be dominant. And, you know, he's still the same guy in the locker room. You know, he's the first guy out here in drills. He's still leading. So, it definitely feels good to have the old Wolf back.
Do you think and hope that with Vaughn on one side, DeMarcus on the other, that when you're in pass rush, maybe you'll see some one-on-ones?
Oh, I'm hoping that I get some one-on-ones. You know, obviously they pay a lot of attention to Vaughn last year, and you know this year is really pick your poison. So hopefully I fall into about two or three sacks, and I'll be happy with that. And I'll take the credit.